This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on Doug Steffens Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out. I feel like we still have a lot of things that we can cover in his place. Did you see this about millions of dead fish washing up amid a heat wave in Australia, Jen?
Cooked fish.
Cooked. Oh. My goodness. Yeah, residents of Menindee, I'm probably mispronouncing that, and I apologize if I am. It's an outback town in New South Wales. Apparently, I've been complaining of a terrible smell from dead fish. Ugh. A stink so terrible that people are wearing masks.
Wow. I guess that's a way to get people to put their masks on. If they're the government, they want to control you. Make everything smell like dead fish. People might run back to them.
Yeah, apparently. And it's just the heat wave.
How hot is it
so
then?
Significant. Goodness. I have to go look at that, but it is
obviously hot enough to kill the fish.
Hot enough to start boiling these fish, yeah. Apparently, authorities are saying that there's no concern for health or anything like that. It's
that's what
just
they always
an
say.
Atrocious smell.
Right. But don't you love it? Don't worry. There's nothing to see here. It should be fine. But the fish don't look so hot, you know?
Yeah. But listen to this. So state agencies are also starting to release higher quality water where possible to boost dissolved oxygen levels in the area. Doesn't that sound odd? Like,
that just sounds a little
releasing
like
higher quality. Yeah.
The images of this are pretty crazy. I know the media always finds like the most traumatic, but yeah, those are a lot of fish that are dead in the second longest river in Australia. It's pretty unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, this is, they're wrapping up. Like, this is basically how it typically is for what, August, September here. This is these are their hottest
summer.
Days of their
yeah.
summer coming into the fall.
There's a lot of flooding that's been in the area and that makes it have, the water has lower oxygen levels. So instead of even boiling them, it's probably the heat that's making them stink. But that's what's killing them is that a lot of them didn't get oxygen because there's just more water in there because of the flooding.
Of everything going on. Ugh.
So the fish
are like drowning?
I guess they're just not getting enough oxygen. So they die, and then they're getting heated up because it's hot, and that's when the stink happens.
That's where the stink is happening.
Yep, they were cod, golden perch, silver perch, and carp, according to the media. Millions
my
of
goodness.
Them, they say, for miles, tens of miles.
My goodness. Well, so there is a South Carolina school district who is dealing with a Pledge of Allegiance lawsuit. Seems like there is a this person said, that person said kind of situation going on. There is video footage of this, but apparently a ninth grader was walking in a hallway, stopped during a moment of silence. It was alleged that this ninth grader was stopped during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
The school is saying no. This was after the Pledge of Allegiance when they do their moment of silence. And during the Pledge of Allegiance, anyone who wants to say it, recite it, they can. Anyone who does not want to recite it, they do not have to. Nobody is forced either which way. The only thing that they mandate is that nobody is disruptive or disrespectful to anybody else during this time.
This is the problem with our society. I get it. You don't want to force the kids to pray. It's public school in most cases, and everybody has their different take on religion. But anybody going to school in the United States should stand up and take the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, and so that's what this thing is, that it wasn't even during the Pledge of Allegiance,
mm-hmm.
that it was after the Pledge of Allegiance was already done. This ninth grader was in the hallway. The ninth grader alleges that a teacher basically pushed her up against a wall.
Oh.
They have looked at different surveillance and video cameras from the hallways. They showed that the teacher did touch her shoulder to get her attention, but there was no pushing that happened. But also, this is one of those things that I feel like even in today, you can't even touch anybody, even just like putting a hand on a shoulder to get somebody to turn around. Like,
that is true.
That is some people can essentially, whether right or wrong, wherever you want to fall on that, but essentially it seems like sometimes people can press charges on that. Authorities have said they are not pressing charges either which way. The student and the school has even said the student's not in trouble for anything. The
right.
student really didn't even do anything wrong, and they even acknowledged that. The person in the hallway was just trying to see if they had a hall pass. And that apparently the student and her parents are alleging this whole other thing. So we will, I mean, I guess going to see what moves forward with this. If there is any kind of lawsuit that has legs that holds up, again, it's one side saying one thing, the other side saying another thing, the video showing something, and there's three different videos.
And lots of different sides. And of course, an opportunity for a lawsuit. I guess it looks like the teen is, or I guess the family is suing the principal, the school district, and the state education officials. So they're going in. They're going hard on this one. This is not just like something happened and, you know, this was just like a hurt feeling. This is something they're actually looking for money on, which
yes.
might tell you something.
Exactly. One, the 15-year-old has made a statement saying, I was completely and utterly disrespected. No one has apologized. No one has acknowledged my hurt. Again, this is a full investigation going underway. Nobody seems that to be facing disciplinary actions, the student nor the teacher. And again, the reviewed footage, which was reviewed by authorities, by school personnel, and by the family of this teen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know, okay, this may sound a little, like, not sensitive, but I gotta say it. The amount of 15-year-olds and 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds that say, you have to apologize to me, you disrespected me. That's a little different than when we were growing up. Like, I don't think, like, until you were, like, an adult and, like, earning money, I don't know if people, like, worried about disrespecting you as much as they do now. I don't know if that's, like, a new thing. I don't know if it's good or it's bad, but it just feels different than when I was growing up.
And once upon a time, even, like, when our parents were kids, it was a mentality of children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah. I know, it's totally different now.
It is, where it's kind of like you teach respect by showing respect. It's like a practice what you preach. Be an example. Don't just, you know, listen to my words. Don't follow my actions. Because that's the thing. Kids do follow actions.
There's a kid
that's
in one of my circles, one of my friend's kids. And this kid is a smart kid, but is kind of lazy. And so is capable of getting very good grades, but doesn't like to get very good grades because that means doing homework and assignments and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's the age-old thing, like, what do? You don't want to push, but you do want to push. And, you know, especially, you know, as you get older, those grades start to matter more if you want to get into
mm-hmm.
schools and stuff. So my friend is like, you will not believe, like, I go after her. I tell her, you know, you got to do better. You've got to get, you know, more intense and no more devices until you start getting your grades up. And apparently somehow the kid turns it around and says, why are you yelling at me? You're making me feel really bad about myself. And my friend's like, I started apologizing to her. It's like, wait a second here.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
the manipulation
really
runs
smart.
Strong.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you can't just be, you take
like gaslighted by your own child.
Yeah, exactly right. And I was like, you know what just happened there? Like, that was a total 180 turnaround for me. And she's like, I know.
Well, I think
it is different. It is just not like it used to be, for sure.
Well, and I do think that there's a sense, too, where it's like if your child is applying themselves and still just not understanding the assignments, not understanding
totally
it or whatever,
different.
Not getting good grades, putting more pressure is probably going to have the opposite effect. Like, maybe you need to spend more time or, like, hire on a tutor or get somebody like that. But when it's like, okay, you're not even applying yourself because you're getting bad grades because you're not even doing anything.
You're missing assignments.
Yeah.
It's very
buck up, Buttercup.
I
Let's
know.
Go.
I just thought it was funny. She's like, wait a second, I'm apologizing to her now? No. I think we all have had those moments, though, when we're in that position of being the one in charge, right? Where we're like, wait a second, kid, you don't get to play that on me. But it takes a few minutes before you realize it.
Yeah, it does. Or with, like, even with another adult where you're trying to set a boundary.
Right.
And because they have done something wrong, you're trying to set a boundary, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're, like, convincing them that they're an amazing person and the boundary was a mistake. I should have never opened my mouth. Oh,
what's
my
wrong
goodness.
Wrong with me?
Well, how about the journey of friendship that Xi Jinping has made
boy.
To Moscow to be with his BFF Putin?
How about that? Now, that should scare everybody, because these two are not working together for the benefit of America or Western culture, for that matter.
They're not just sharing a meal because they've missed their friend.
No, they're not like doing the two-straw milkshake. No, this is not great.
I'm sorry, but I just visualized them with the two straws and a milkshake.
It's not a good look, but she says that he is going there because of diplomatic reasons, but Russia's going to be asking for more support, and China's given it to them to take on Ukraine and whatever else is on their wish list of things. And with China eyeing Taiwan, you just wonder what this little axis of evil is going to look like, especially when you have Iran in the mix and North Korea.
And there's some deal with Saudi Arabia recently, too,
that's right?
That's right.
And what China's doing is becoming what the United States was, which was these deals. Like bartering these deals, and that's not what we want to see. The United States needs to maintain its position at the top, because China, once it gets there, wants to colonize us, essentially. So I don't know. It seems far off, and it seems like, oh, America can never lose, but this kind of thing is not a step in the right direction.
Yeah, well, and she has already called him, used the words best friend, has already called Putin a best friend, has already said that they have a no limits partnership.
Isn't that...
Those are scary words.
Exactly right. And today, what are we going to be paying attention to? Whether or not Trump is going to get arrested for a flipping misdemeanor while this kind of stuff is happening around the globe. We've got to get our priorities straight in this country, because I think that American, that vibe that things are not going to happen or that we're not going to lose our position, it seems very pie in the sky right now. We've got to get serious about what's really important, and that's our security.
Well, and that's the thing. There's never any just like, well, this is important. People need to not do this. People should be doing this. It's the who's of it.
Yeah.
And that's just, that takes precedence over everything, and it is so dumbfoundingly wrong.
It's exhausting when you think about it, and you think about how sad, and I hate saying this because I don't care who's in the White House. I want our country to win. I believe in what we have done, the so-called experiment in democracy. Our republic is something that we should be celebrating. It's the most free and fair on the planet, and I think everybody's forgotten it because we're into team sports now.
Well, and here's something that's interesting. I've been seeing a lot on social media. I tend to see an article, I read the article, and they're from reputable news sources, but I like to see the comments. I like to see what people are saying, and also how they're fighting with each other, because sometimes you have the people that just call each other duty heads and, like, move on with their day, and it's like, oh, that was not...
Which is fun, by the way.
Not a great argument. But some people do have good ones, and I'm astounded at seeing how many people, both Republicans and Democrats, who have said that they are moving to the independent party.
Yeah,
that they are leaving their party, they're going to independent because they cannot deal with it anymore, how it is so party focused and not what's best for everybody else. Weigh in on this. Facebook, Instagram, At Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, At Good Day On Air. It's 18 after the hour.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Ray Maliazzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now going through some of the trending items. James Collins in the Dallas studio, I want you to weigh in on this.
Yo.
Gwyneth Paltrow has been defending her wellness tips. People are calling it the quote-unquote starvation diet. So, okay, this is the thing. She was on the Art of Being Well podcast, and she was discussing how she was dealing with long COVID, severe levels of inflammation,
right.
And she did kind of an anti-inflammatory situation where it was basically fast during the morning, you have some bone broth for lunch or whatever, and then some kind of like a paleo situation for dinner, a lot of vegetables. People are coming hard for her, saying like she is basically contributing to poor health and eating disorders and all of this stuff.
I don't know where she's getting her health tips from, to be honest with you, because that doesn't sound healthy at all, if just from my perspective, you know.
Well, so she's doubled down on this. She said that it has come from medical research. This was professionals who did their own medical research for her extensive testing that she's done over time. And what she was talking in the sense of, when I'm having severe inflammation, this is what I do. She wasn't saying that this is her daily routine.
Mm.
That she has cheat days. She loves french fries. She eats pizza, like all of this stuff. It's just whenever she is having these flare-ups, this is what she does. And she notices it helps her. And she even said, like, she's not telling other people this is what they need to go do. They need to talk with their own doctors about it. But people, like, calling her haggard and saying that she's 50, but she looks older than 50. And it's one of those things. Like, also, she's not exactly garnering towards teens and tweens and, like, 20-year-olds. She's, like, her audience base is middle-aged women.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, I've always found that her her health tactics that she usually takes aren't usually the best ways, and the products that she puts out aren't usually the best geared towards
affordable
as well.
She's living in her own world. She has a different lifestyle than most of us. She has different income. She has, there's just what might be sustainable for Gwyneth Paltrow is not necessarily sustainable for the everyday person.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, people need to be so mean.
I'm sorry, I cannot pay $400 for your bar soap. Thank you very much.
Well, Ian Ziering made an acknowledgement during 90sCon that he turned down a role that really could have garnered him a lot of money. He could have bought that bar of soap. I'll tell you more about that in a moment.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So 90sCon happened in Connecticut recently, and a lot of the Beverly Hills 90210 stars were there. Jeannie Garth, Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, and one very interesting conversation came up that Ian Ziering was approached shortly after Beverly Hills 90210 went off the air about, hey, would you ever consider hosting a reality show? Not that it's an actual offer, but would you consider throwing your name into the hat?
Right.
And Ian's like, no, I am not an actor. I'm an actor. I don't do stuff like that. Totally passes it up. Goes on to do Sharknado and all this stuff. Well, the one that he was supposed to throw his name in the hat, American Idol.
No way, really.
Can you imagine? Huh. American Idol. He could have been the Ryan Seacrest.
That's insane. Holy crap.
Oh, it's 28 after the hour on Doug Seth.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in a political boost for Moscow after the International Criminal Court charged him with war crimes in Ukraine. Xi's government did not give details on what the Chinese leader hoped to accomplish. Chinese political expert at the American University, Joseph Torrigin, speaks up on the AP website.
By making a trip like this, China can signal that it could even do more to help Russia, and that if relations with the United States continue to deteriorate, they could do a lot more to enable Russia and help Russia in its war against Ukraine.
The discovery of a relic glacier found on Mars could mean the dream to colonize the red planet is one step closer. The groundbreaking announcement was at the 54th Lunar and Planetary Science Conference in the Woodlands, Texas area. Lance Fry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Hey.
for the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirschner. Following the earthquake in Ecuador, at least 16 people are dead after a 6.5 magnitude earthquake occurred off the coast of Ecuador over the weekend. This was on Saturday. Now, it happened about 12:22 p.m., and then an aftershock of a 4.8 magnitude earthquake was also reported. That happened at 12:28. The earthquake was felt in 13 provinces. Now, search and rescue operations are ongoing, and the number of fatalities could rise amid the efforts to get to those trapped under the rubble. This continues to be a developing story, but right now it is looking like 16 confirmed deaths. Now, in the recall report, Honda is recalling 500,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada because the front seatbelts may not latch properly. Honda has no reports of injuries caused by the problems, and dealers will replace the front seat belt buckle release buttons. Starting April 17th, owners will be notified by a letter if you have one of the cars that are affected. You can just go ahead and take it in. The models affected the 2017 through 2020 CRV, the 2018 and 2019 Accord, the 2018 through 2020 Odyssey, and the 2019 Insight. Now, Ford also is recalling over 1 million cars over brake hose issues. The brake fluid leak will increase brake pedal travel and extend the distance needed to stop the vehicle, increasing the risk of a crash. Ford Fusions, Lincoln MKZs are affected in the recall. And again, owners of these, if you have them, take them in. Owners will also be notified of the recall in letters. So definitely keep an eye out for that. We have Maria Trilogy talking about different things in the astrology charts. This is the first day of summer, or spring, I mean. Oh, hold on, summer. And of course, we're moving on into Aries, so we're going to be talking about that next.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly. Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which varies.
We are back with astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is ready to talk about spring, Aries, and here's how you can go ahead and get in touch with her. I'm going to tell you now, and then we'll tell you again later, but astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com is her email, or you can find her online, mariafrancescatrilogy.com. Hi, Maria.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
So happy to have you. Well, tell us what is going on, because it seems like there is a lot happening. It's the spring equinox. Aries is coming up. There's a new moon. So give us the full rundown.
Well, it is that the spring equinox is always a time of hopefulness. You know, we know that seasons are changing. Life is moving forward, and of course, with the weather changing as well all over the world. Not everybody is going to see signs of spring right this minute today. However, if you look close, there are little openings. I mean, we in California have had just these downpours and downpours and downpours, and yet if you drive around on a sunny day, it is really beautiful. I mean, flowers and the hills, everything is kind of springing open. So the spring equinox, which is happening at like 5:24 Eastern Time p.m. today, starts the spring season. And this is when we are also moving into from the sign of Pisces to the sign of Aries. Now, Pisces is considered the end of the horoscope or the zodiac. So Aries is looked at, or what we do is we consider that to be the first sign of the zodiac. And so it's really the start of the astrological new year. So it is like Happy New Year astrology. And let's get moving into how we're going to embrace the new energy. So Aries is a fire sign, and they are people that get fired up for something new. If you're around an Aries, you are in for an adventure. They're very curious. They're starters. Let's get things going. So when you think about that, you have to look at how can I do that? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we move from sort of this dreamy Piscean energy in March into the idea of now we're moving towards April. So Aries starts today, 20th, and it will be in that sign until from March 20 to April 20. So and there's a new moon tomorrow, and we know what new moons are. Excuse me, we've talked about them on the air. And this is the day we can really focus on what we want to start. So in order to start something new, we want to let go of the old. And that's why it's called spring cleaning.
Oh, that's great. I like that they are very much coinciding all at the same time this week.
And it is also, when I looked up, it was interesting, I was looking for information about the spring equinox. And, you know, it's the time when, of course, vernal equinox is another way to say spring equinox. And that word means new and fresh, vernal. So in Latin, the translation is that. So when we even think about it, it's bringing more daylight. And I always like to call it more delight, because there's nothing like having that extra time in the day to, you know, to be excited about what we can do, what we can accomplish. Even though mornings are kind of slow right now, the idea of having that time later on in the day is lovely. And I would really recommend looking at the old, it's called the Old Farmer's Almanac. Their website is just wonderful because, you know, at one time, astrology started out with the almanac, because the Farmer's Almanac was looking, what they do is they follow nature. Don't they? You know, when you think about planting seeds and what the right season is to plant whatever. Well, we as people, if we look at ourselves as part of nature, because we are, it's really beautiful to see how it all fits together. And the Old Farmer's Almanac, their website is a great place to go.
That's amazing. Okay, that's wonderful. So Old Farmer's Almanac. And when we talk about Aries and the fire, the passion, what are some of the most compatible signs for Aries?
Yes, thank you. I want to talk about that. So, you know, everybody's compatible with everybody. However, Aries is the fire sign. So when you think about what's compatible, who's compatible with fire, is either fire or air, right? Because what does air do? Air fans the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So the fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So those signs will resonate with each other easily, because they, all three of them, get fired up about life in different ways. And then they're the most compatible with air signs. And because air and fire go together, just like earth and water do. Sometime we'll do that as part of the show, just all of it together. However, the air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So the compatibility, when we look at compatibility, we also follow what we call the elements. And that's air, fire, earth, and water. So for this month, it is a month of getting fired up.
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know, and excited about life. And then, of course, tomorrow it's all about planting new seeds in your head, too. You know, what we think, how we think, opens possibility. There's a lot going on in the world that if we focus on only the things that are troublesome, then how can we get a fire started? You know, I mean, how can we fire up and be excited if we focus all the time on what is troublesome? We, you know, we have to look at the goodness in life. And Aries does get excited, and they are curious, and they're leaders. They want to just get going and get something initiated. So, you know, people, let's all take this opportunity and do our best to think the most positive thoughts we can on an individual basis. And, you know, the saying is, the more we do that, the more we can get that energy out in the world. And you are a Gemini, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm a Taurus. My son is a double Gemini.
Oh, you're a Taurus. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my son's the double Gemini.
Oh, yeah, your son. I remember there's a Gemini in the family. Yes. we'll talk about Taurus next month, because next month is your month.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Maria, real quickly, because we are running out of time, but I do want to know, from an astrological standpoint, what are the best tips you have for spring cleaning?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
From an astrological standpoint, what tips do you have for spring cleaning?
For spring cleaning, is first and foremost, it's to declutter. Now, Aries, we're going to go back to Aries here. Aries get bored if things are not moving. You know, they just want to keep going. So when you think about that, it's, if you get into your closet and start decluttering, it'll be just beautiful to look at the space you're creating. That's what I always feel like. So spring cleaning starts with changing thoughts, changing the house, cleaning out what you don't need anymore, and then looking at what you can start that's new and lovely. So that's what I would consider as far as, you know, letting go and opening up to possibility of what you can bring into your life that is new.
Oh, wonderful. Maria, thank you. Again, you can contact Maria. Go to astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. That's astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com, and find her online, MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com. Maria, thank you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. He's Chuck Curry. Doug is out. And Chuck, what are we listening to?
That is Twist and Shout, sung by Rodney Dangerfield, played in the movie Back to School back in 1986. And Jay, the reason we play that song is because where I live in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, there's a movie theater I'm associated with called Pocono Cinema, where I do a what's called a Saturday Night Spotlight Series, third Saturday of every month. We just started like 4 months ago where we spotlight a movie from the past that has a little bit of an edge or obscurity to it. This movie was popular in 86, actually the ninth most popular film back in 1986. Did, I think, like $94 million at the box office domestically, Back to School. We screened it Saturday night. Had a decent crowd, not a great crowd, but I really enjoyed it. And Rodney sang that song in the movie, which back in the day really brought down the house. Trivia note of interest, if you're a movie fan, same year, 1986, when Rodney sang that song in that movie, Matthew Broderick also sang the same song, Twist and Shout, in the parade scene in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which I always found pretty interesting stuff. But I love Back to School. I love Rodney Dangerfield. A lot of his one-liners in that movie, not exactly politically correct, but that's why it was so funny. I mean, back in the day in 86, people buckled over in laughter watching that movie. And I just want to point out one thing. When I always do an introduction to the crowd that shows up, and I explain to them, in an age of superhero movies, Hollywood needs to produce more comedies, because we certainly need to laugh in this
yes.
day and time. No?
Give us some more original comedies, too. I can get behind remakes every so often. Just I can appreciate them as a reimagining, if you will, but give us some original content. There are so many brilliant minds. There have to be more ideas than what we're actually getting.
I would 100% agree. See, the thing is, in the industry, they're so gun-shy of writing out a big check if it's not something they feel they have an easier shot to get their money and make money on their investment. That's why you see so many superhero movies, because they just figure, hey, people are going to see superhero movies. If I'm going to throw $200 million at something, it might as well be something I feel is going to get a quick return. And original content has a chance to be a complete misfire, and that's why they're nervous of doing more of that stuff. Having said that, here's another superhero movie. Number one movie at the box office, Shazam Fury of the Gods, $30 million in its opening frame. That's, I mean, there's no doubt that's disappointing, considering the fact that movie's $125 million budget. It did $65 million total worldwide, so most likely it's not going to make its money back theatrically. Long term, probably get its money back between streaming, Blu-ray, DVD, so on and so forth, but they're going to have to wait quite some time. This is the beginning. Now, I watched most of this film, and I would say it has a lot of entertainment value, and it's a nice movie for families. The problem with it is that in the comic, Shazam, there was a version of Shazam who was more serious, who battled Superman in the comic. Zachary Levi Shazam could never battle Superman in a movie because he just plays it too silly. That's why he's more family
oriented.
It's very goofy, but he is good, and it is entertaining. Having said that, it's not serious comic book fare, and that turned a lot of people off, despite the fact that I think the movie's pretty good. But there you have it. Scream 6 plays second, $17.5 million, 60% drop off, no surprise off a big weekend, $76 million in 2 weeks. Creed 3 now up to $128 million in 3 weeks, another $16 million, just a 43% drop off week to week. 65, big dinosaur movie with Adam Driver, 5.8. Just $22 million in 2 weeks release. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, $4 million, $205 million total. There you have it.
My goodness. Well, and of
course. One other thing. The trailer to the live-action version of Little Mermaid in its first 24 hours last week when it was released by Disney had 108 million worldwide views. That's on par with a few other big live-action animated movies that they released in the last few years. That's a new barometer, Jay.
Oh, that's
how many
great.
People watch a trailer in 24 hours?
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Social media rules the roost. No doubt.
It really does. Well, and speaking of social media, there still continues to be a lot of rumors over who should be the next James Bond. And Taron Egerton is one that people have been talking about. He's actually come out and said that he doesn't even think he's the right choice. He doesn't think that he would be able to play him realistically, but also there's been no offer, so people can stop talking about him.
Listen, I like him. I just think he's too small for him. You think you need a bigger presence, but he's good. He is good.
He is, especially in The Kingsman. I feel like that was kind of Bondish. It's 58 After the Hour. I'm Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Show. Thanks, Chuck.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.